Thank you, Sister Edith.
That's one of the most inspiring stories that I've ever come across. I didn't know all these details. When I tell that story, it takes about 45 seconds. I'm glad to get all the other information. Praise God. No retreat. No reserve. And no regrets. Lily, sing with me. We're going to sing Leaving All to Follow Jesus.
Okay.
Praise God. Let the Lord strengthen these thoughts and these lights in your soul as we sing this song. I'm sorry we don't have it in the book that you have before you. We used to use this book at camp many years ago, and so we got familiar with this wonderful song. Okay, I'll sing it in the key. Let's sing it, right?
Leaving all to follow Jesus, turning from the world away, stepping out on His promise, all I have is His to give. Leaving all.
and women see in Jesus that made them willing to give up everything for him. Praise God. What a sight. Oh, hallelujah. God has that sight for all of us if we will give him an opportunity to open our eyes and make us to see how wonderful it is to serve Jesus and to give him our all. When you really get a sight of Jesus, you don't want to hold anything back. But you just want to give and give. Praise God. You don't want to turn back. You don't want to hold anything back. And as we've heard tonight, and you won't regret a minute of it. Praise God. There's not everybody that can get to the end of their life and say no regrets. Only those that give their all to Jesus will be able to say that. Praise God. And so, God wants us all to be able to have no regrets at the end of our life because we've surrendered ourselves fully to him. Praise God. And that starts today. And it's worked out day by day as the Holy Spirit leads us and guides us. Praise God. Our theme verse for camp, I'd like to call your attention to it also, is right there in Romans chapter 12, and it goes right along with what our sister Edith has been sharing with us and challenging us with. Therefore, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Praise God. What a call. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's take our songbooks and turn to number 387. 387. Take the world, but give me Jesus.
Praise God.
Praise God. And let's deal with God tonight about the things that we've heard. You know, I find that when God deals with us about things at camp, if you don't take that seriously and ask God to help you to respond the way you ought to, I find that people have left camp and they've gone downhill from there. I'm not trying to scare anybody necessarily, but I've seen that happen and it scared me. God has dealt with people about things in their life at camp. They've been in the presence of God. They've heard the word of God. And they haven't given God the response that he wants. If you can't give him the response that he's looking for at Pilgrim Camp, when you're in the presence of God day in and day out, in this atmosphere, then I fear for you. Let's make sure we give him what he's wanting of us. And we don't have to be afraid that we can't give it because he can enable us. And so we just tell him, Lord, help me to give myself to you, as I've heard tonight. And Jesus will take you into his hands and he'll begin to mold and make you after his will. Praise God. So let's be sure that we give him our response tonight. Praise God. Number 387. Thanks. that, I just want to say, you know, sometimes I talk to my girls and they notice difference among Christians. Children notice that. I'm sure you do too. Well, how come they live like this? They're Christians. How come they do those things? There are Christians and there are Christians, I suppose. But, you know, I don't understand how they could, because I was always taught that if we're going to follow Jesus, we ought to give our all to Him. That's the only way to follow Him. The only way to follow Jesus is to just give yourself fully to Him by His grace, and to pursue that until God gets hold of you. I don't understand a Christianity where you hold back. I don't understand a Christianity where it's a little for Jesus and a little for me. And I'm not saying that I'm an example of what I should be, but I'm saying that's the Christianity that we've been taught. That's the only way to follow Him. Jesus gave His all for us, and we ought to give our all to Him. It's that simple. Nothing less than full surrender. Praise God. Take the world, but give me Jesus. You'll never be sorry if you make that consecration. And God would like that to be the case in every one of our hearts. And so God is calling us tonight. I know that you've been dealing with God in these days, right from the beginning of camp. And it's probably been a continuation of what God has been doing for you at home already. But oh, what a wonderful, wonderful challenge before us, prospect, that Jesus can take us. Take my life. And then, as we've been hearing, then keep my life consecrated, Lord, for Thee. Praise God. Let's stand and sing the fourth verse, and then we'll dismiss in prayer. Of course, you always have opportunity here at camp to wait upon the Lord. You can stay here as long as you like. Deal with God about these things. Some of you have traveled quite a bit today, my friends here. They tried to go over three bridges today, and from what I hear, they took the scenic route. And so they may be tired, but let's just deal with God. And when we feel that God, His dealings have ceased, and we can go to bed, then let's do that, wherever He leads us, okay? Let's sing number 387, the last verse. Take so kind as to pray with us. Thank you.
Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you for your word to us this evening. We thank you for the call you have over each one here. We pray, Lord, that you would begin by giving us a greater sight of yourself, that we would see you as the one who is holy and exalted and our God, and that you would, by your grace, enable us to respond the call that you've placed before each one of us. We pray, Lord, that you would help us to give ourselves wholly to you, that we might find your perfect will for each one of us. Now we pray for those that must go and those that are able to stay. We pray that you would continue your work in our lives. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. God bless you. Have a wonderful night in the Lord. Hallelujah. God is so good.
all my fellows. Yes, Lord. Alleluia. Praise God. Alleluia. Do thy will, yes, that is all. To do thy will, obey thy call. To follow on where thou must be. To do thy will is all I need.
Pray out tonight. Lift your voice. Call upon God. We'll call upon Him with you. We all need that. Praise God. Let Jesus put His capstone of blessing upon this camp period before you return to your home. Oh, God has done so much for us. Let's make Him to know that we appreciate it and that we want Him to keep it for us so that we can continue to grow and build upon that which God has done for each and every one of us. Praise God. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord.
For thou in thine atonement.
Sometimes have a resistance to the call of God and the working of the Holy Ghost. But Lord, we pray that you will break that down. And Lord, help us to just give ourselves fully to you. We can't do it without your help, Lord. But Jesus, you have provided everything we need to be all that you would have us to be. And so we come to you, Lord, and we open our hearts to you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Let the call of Jesus grip our hearts, oh God, in such a way that, Lord, we realize the world has nothing for us. Oh God, if our life is not lived in, for Jesus alone, it's not a life really worth living. And so, Jesus, I pray that you will be exalted upon the throne of our hearts, and that you will help us to love you supremely, and give ourselves fully to you. And we pray that you will help us to trust you to work out that consecration in us. Lord, we don't know how to do it, Jesus, but we know that if we'll just follow you day by day, if we'll just heed your voice and do what we know to do, that you will cause light to increase, that you will work out your plan and purpose in our lives, and that every day that you'll give us the grace to say, all for Jesus.
Yes.
All for Jesus today. And if you should give me tomorrow, it'll be all for Jesus tomorrow as well.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. In Jesus' precious name. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. He wants thee to be every moment of every day. Yielded completely to Jesus alone, every step of his upon the altar and offering ourselves to God, we ought to believe that God sends the fire of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. God wants to pour out His Spirit upon us. God wants to receive us and fill us. Hallelujah. And so let's rejoice and expect that the Lord hears our prayers and that God also has a response. We've been talking about our response to God, but you know, God responds to our giving of ourselves to Him. Hallelujah. We thank you for it, Lord. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, we thank you for the wonderful presence that we feel tonight, Lord. And we thank you for your wonderful word, Lord. We sit here, Lord, hungry and
desperate for you and for more of you in our lives, Lord. Yes. I just pray, oh God, I pray that you would come to touch us and fill us with your wonderful Holy Ghost this evening, Lord, as we cry out to you, Lord. Help us to see our need for you, Lord, and give us all that we desire, as long as it's pleasing before you, Jesus. We thank you for this wonderful meeting tonight and for this wonderful place, oh Lord. We just pray that you continue to pour out your Spirit upon it and bless all those that come upon these grounds, Lord, and meet them in a special way and do for them what they're in need of, Jesus. Thank you for your wonderful visions, Lord, and we just love you.
Thank you, Lord. Come in with all your fullness, Lord. Come in. Take possession of me.